Welcome back to the Purpose Over Profit podcast. And tonight is a key number, I guess, episode 50 for us. And this is the last episode of this current season. So we're going to do a bit of a season one wrap up. We're going to get into what we learned on the podcast in season one. We're also going to touch on some of our highlights from it. And we're also excited to share a little bit about why we're changing direction a little bit with the podcast as well. So yeah, really looking forward to this one, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good time to celebrate what we've done today. I mean, like Darren's saying, 50 is a lot of episodes. We look at the fantastic guests we've had on, and that's a round number. We like to kind of finish stuff on a round number instead of going for 52. It means that next one will be 100, after that 150, and eventually 1,000.
Yeah, it does. We had a bit of a debate about this, Chris, didn't we? I think because I kind of felt, you know, it's too short of a full year. But we'll get on to some of the learnings that we've had from the first season and highlights and whatnot. And as I said, I'm keen to share about just the direction that I think we're going to go in the podcast in the not so distant future. But do you want to just jump right into it then? So what have you learned? What have you taken away over the last 50 episodes?
So I guess probably a couple of the biggest things for me is the range of guests we've managed to get on as well. So we haven't just stuck to our comfort zone of actually just asking people we've known. So it's been people we've been inspired by as well. So like a couple of guests that I can even think of just off the top of my head. I mean, we've had Dr. Ian McRitchie on the very first episode, which is fantastic. Second episode, which is fantastic. The philanthropist does with it, MCR. You've had Alex Witts on as well, who you've admired for a long time on Instagram. So there's been lots of different guests on for the new podcast, for the upcoming season of the podcast as well. We've branched out, so we even had people from America on this episode, which is Josh Levine, and a few other people as well. So one of my biggest learning is, if you're inspired by somebody, then just reach out, because actually what we found is they're complimented by the fact that you want to hear their story. You want to kind of learn key points from their journey that you can implement into your business as well. But at the same time, speak to people you think close by that you want to celebrate as well. So that for me has been a great highlight, a big learning point for me is just don't stick to your guns and be conscious that people's time is very sensitive as well. So if you want a good guest on, if you're thinking about getting a podcast or starting a podcast, let's consider the time and effort it takes to get a guest on, because these guests are normally quite busy, so it can take up to probably 3 months at a time if you want to get a good guest on, have a bit of dialogue. So that's probably one of the biggest learnings for me, and actually spending time with my friend Darren, obviously, as well, yourself, Darren, which has been great, because we do see each other outside of this as well, but this helps us kind of bond, and I think there's that kind of relationship where I'm quite creative, kind of out there.
Right wing there for a second.
I know, I was going to say right wing. No, I know, I was just discussion before this with Debbie about politics, but I'm very creative, I'm very kind of out there, very spontaneous. Darren, you're quite creative as well, but we come at it from very different angles as well, which is fantastic, whenever we're interviewing guests, which for me has been a good learning point.
Yeah, I mean, for me, practically, like, I guess anyone looking to launch a podcast, it's, you know, we set a commitment, right, every week we're going to look to dive into it, we're going to speak to people that are living purposeful lives, that are driving businesses, that are more than just about making money, which, to be honest, a lot of small businesses are. But it sure is quite a bit of work. I think we've got into a reasonable routine of doing that. Even in the last month, I think we're taking on a little bit of help with the social media side, but kind of editing, finding guests, all the admin behind the scenes. We've all just kind of winged it ourselves, Chris. So I think it's been fine, but I think my biggest learning is, yeah, I guess trying to get that balance of quality and getting some real guests that we absolutely, not just even the right guests, but making sure that we're as prepped as possible, because a week comes around so quickly and we've tried to batch a couple of episodes. We managed the summer holidays. I don't think we've done an interview for a couple of months. So we had quite a few in our bank, but yeah, I guess scheduling is a huge one. I was watching Brené Brown last night, and just when you were talking about it, she's like, there is no bravery without being vulnerable. So I think just being vulnerable enough to go and put yourself in front of, you know, whether it's phoning or sending an email, and trying to get the right guests that I guess that we might not have. I think that's a learning for me going forward. You know, just reaching out. Most people are more than happy to. And sometimes you might need to manage that over a period of months. But yeah, most people will usually cave, I think, and come on, particularly if you show enough consistency. So yeah, I think that's probably the main thing in terms of, for me, I'm proud of the fact that I've done that in my first year of business. I think I was only about 4 months out of redundancy, or a couple of months when we started the podcast. And so I'm managing that weekly. It's not paid. At the same time, try to get a couple of businesses off the ground. So yeah, it's been a welcome distraction. And like you said, I think working, you know, being able to get an excuse to catch up with you has also been good. So yeah.
I think as well, like when you're talking about, if you're considering doing your own podcast, I mean, we spoke around, it can take months to actually get a guest on, but it's actually having a conversation beforehand as well to understand what the subject matter is going to be and making sure they're warming up to the conversation as well. Because what you'll find as well is if you get a guest on that's actually sometimes a bit nervous or a bit wooden because they've never done stuff like this before, by about half an hour into the conversation, you'll start to see their personality coming through. But if you have a kind of a pre-meeting just to talk around what you're discussing, send some questions over. Darren and I always do a bit of research. We'll send questions over to say, okay, this is what we want to cover. And that helps get them warmed up. Some guests won't even bother with questions. They'll just say, I like just to kind of do it off the cuff. They prefer it. So that's, for me, is a good learning point around managing different personalities and relationships to say, well, what do they prefer and what do they not prefer? And also sometimes it's good to ask people, what do you not want to talk about? Because we see so much stuff out there that's either shared on social media, they talk about in the past that they might want to come away from. I mean, there's one guest who mentioned that we were going to talk about some stuff with them and said, in fact, I'm not comfortable with that because that was a previous relationship. I want to move away from that. I'm now breaking away and I'm growing myself. And I thought that was fantastic. So it's always having that discussion. And even Darren and I, we go in normally about 10 minutes beforehand. We just have a bit of a laugh with them as well. I think we should record that as well and start sharing that kind of stuff, because that's genuine good content as well.
Yeah, cool. So yeah, like thinking back to the highlights from then, the last 50 episodes, what would you say is up there for you as some of the highlights?
So for me, there's actually quite a lot. It's hard to pinpoint a few of them. For me, there was a couple of ones personally. Because at that time I was doing a 100 days sobriety challenge.
I know you were going to say that.
But we managed to get on, is it Kirsty, was it?
Kirsty Mulcahy, yeah.
The sobriety coach, and she was fantastic. I mean, she only really works with women, but just the conversation we were having, the laugh, the understanding about the mutual feelings about the relationship with alcohol, all this stuff. I spoke about it in the podcast before, but there was that kind of stuff. But then I love how there's highlights for me where we grouped together certain guests that have come on to do with either mental health and well-being, and that can do with parents, it can do with children as well. And then we talked about business. So for me, there's been a lot of, because we both have kids, there's a lot of highlights when we do with kids, where we had Amy Ritchie on talking about MCR pathways. But we also had stuff like, we had Emily Black, who is Arlo and Jude, and she's talking about the mental health of children and going back to school and worry dolls and superpowers. Even small things where I had my kids' taekwondo instructor on, Laura, who has a great business mindset, but she's got a great business mindset with marketing, but her own business as well, which is taekwondo. And then Randall and my cousin on, from who's got her own theatre skill, where she talks around helping children believe and dream and achieve. So for me, they've been big highlights for me, because if a parent was listening to this, and most people who are in business will be doing it either because they've got team members, or they want to live a better life, or they'll have kids. Well, they've got kids and they want to spend more time with them. I think these little clues we've got in there around mental health and well-being has been fantastic for them. So for me, that's a couple of highlights, but I don't want to steal them all. So what about you, Darren?
Yeah, well, I was actually going to start with that one. And I think more just from I've been asked so many times about that from just different people saying, oh, I listened to that one, that was really good. And I think there's that in and of itself, nothing about the quality of the episode, but it was just about highlighting something which is normalised in particularly Scottish culture, but UK culture as well, that's, you know, end of a working week, get the bottle of wine, and before you know it, bottle of wine's finished, Jack Daniels or whatever else is opened, and you've had a couple of shorts as well. And I think Kirsty recognised early 40s, she was like, this ain't, you know, this isn't happening. So I think it was great just to bring that on and just get that up the consciousness a bit of people, because a lot of people, it's just hidden. It doesn't mean you've got an alcohol problem and it's a stigma. If you don't drink, you must have had, like, be an alcoholic, or you must have been an alcoholic. I heard something, someone say something the other day about, it's the only, alcohol is the only drug. If you don't take it, someone assumes something's wrong with you. Do you know, like, if you don't smoke, it's like we've got way past that stigma. But so imagine if you said, like, oh no, cocaine, nah, I don't take cocaine. Like, someone's going to say, like, nah, they're a good guy. But if you said you don't drink, suddenly you're a weirdo. And I, you know, I still drink. You know, I've done bouts of 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. I don't think I've done a full year yet, actually. But that is, it is something which is massively helpful in terms of doing that. And it, if you can't go, I think I've said this before, if you can't go more than, probably if you can't go 3 months off the booze, you need to be asking yourself, why is that? Like, that is, that's that alcohol's got a control over you. So yeah, that was a real highlight, just bringing that up the consciousness, because I think I've got a lot of feedback about that, which was really nice. What else were the highlights? I actually see, in terms of episodes, I love doing the ones that's just me and you. and maybe this touches on where we're going to go next for the podcast. I think we're still going to be bringing guests on. But part of the reason why I really like those episodes where we were shooting the shit about stuff that we enjoyed. So even looking back on, like, the 2021, all the stuff, like our thoughts on COVID, you know, politics, looking at, you know, sporting events, the Olympics, all of that sort of stuff. That's actually stuff that we'd actually, we would speak about normally. So I think I really enjoyed those episodes, but also even moving into business. So you done an episode back, 9 months ago, maybe something like that, around brand.
Yeah, that's
right. Like, what should people look for? Like, what is a brand? Why should you give a fuck? I done one on finding your purpose. We had, and which was around coaching and how we could kind of, often we're looking outside to fill our void with, you know, for fulfillment, for new cars or bigger houses or whatever, a nice watch, all of that sort of stuff. And actually, if we looked within and took stock about what are the things that genuinely drive our happiness, we would make completely different decisions. So I think that's stuff that we're really passionate about, and therefore I really enjoyed getting into some of that, but I think we've barely scratched the surface.
I wonder where that kind of stuff, Darren, is. A lot of that stuff was done because we're in person and we're sitting down having a laugh. And actually, when we started this out, it was kind of like the COVIDness of it all. We couldn't really be around each other. It was all virtual. And it's hard as well, because a lot of the guests we're getting on in the future as well are going to be international guests, which is going to be fantastic, like we've done already. But it's hard to just sit in a room with one another. And I think that's when you get the more natural conversation going, because you get to see body language, which is crucial as well. Where this 2D world is great, but sometimes you need that kind of virtualness, that in the room kind of experience, don't you?
Yeah definitely. But yeah, so that would probably be my highlights, and obviously touched on it as well, but it's good for us to be like, get up and have a bit of a chat before, and then we go, yeah, do you know what, we'll knock out a couple of episodes. And I've really enjoyed those. So yeah, that would probably be the key highlights. And like you say, the diverse amount of guests that we had on. I think we went into the first season and we're like, don't know how long this is going to be for, but the immediate thing was talking to business owners and helping. One of the missions was kind of coming up to what's next. We were looking to try and demystify a little bit of business. And we spoke to, you know, almost every single person we spoke to was a business owner. Try to think, you know, not everyone. I think James, we had on recently, is high up in BHF in Scotland, or heads up BHF in Scotland, but he's worked in the corporate sector. But I think the vast majority are business or contractors and things like that. And it was demystifying, like, making that jump from career, like corporate world or employee, to business. Actually, no one had a big clear plan about it. And that was one of the missions, I think, to demystify some of that stuff around, oh, you need, you know, I'm not smart enough, I don't have enough experience, I don't have a solid business plan. Like, nobody we spoke to had any of that stuff. You know, from, you know, Dr. Ian McRitchie right at the start, who's, you know, such a massive Scottish philanthropist that's making phenomenal changes in terms of the lives of young people across Scotland. Or it's someone, you know, we had Dino on the other week there who runs a barber's at the south side of Glasgow and similarly has, like, took a bit of time to find his passion and, like, he's created such a phenomenal local business that just sets a completely different standard to other stuff around. And I think just to a person, no one had their shit together. And yep. So I was really, really glad that we've done that. And I think we've kind of ticked that box. And that was probably some of our conversations over the last, you know, few months, maybe, that, look, actually, you know, should we be taking in a slightly different direction? We're proud of where we've taken the podcast to, but, like, maybe where would we like to take it next? So do you want to just talk a little bit about that just now, Chris?
Yeah, well, actually, do you know, it's a good follow-on from that evolution that we've had these guests on that you're saying. So we went from the storytelling around how that guest journey been created and what's impacted them and how they started the business. But actually what we found is actually when we started talking to these people, I mean, for example, even if we talk about No Business Plan, if you think about Ben Hume, remember Be More Pirate?
Yeah.
So when we started talking about Be More Pirate, these are topics we never even heard of. It's about a book about Be More Pirate. What would a pirate do? He wouldn't follow the kind of normal ways. He'd be a renegade. He'd do this. All these kind of ideas. So when we started to have those kind of discussions, even discussions with Callum Richardson, the Bay Fish and Chips Marina, is it? Can't remember. One of the Bay Fish and Chips. We talked about sustainability and fishing. And we talked about Seaspiracy, is it? That documentary that was done by Netflix. We started picking holes in the documentary, if you like, and about it was very one-sided. And he was telling us about how sustainable and fishing works with him and what he does in the shops. And when you got on those kind of topical parts, and even with Ben Hume being more pirate, you start to understand what are these functional principal things you can implement in your business and actually what is topical that we could actually discuss on a global scale as well. It's close to our heart, even we talked about COVID as well. So I feel that those kind of topics and those kind of action points around removing it from the conversation about the person, not spending 35 minutes talking about their journey. It's maybe talking to them 5 minutes or so about their journey, but then saying, okay, what is an actionable piece of content here that you can use that's going to give you purpose in your business, you can use, it's either going to raise your business and finance or whatever else, or going to deliver you something better from a mindset point of view to raise you and go beyond what you can normally expect. So I think that's one of the points we're looking to do in the next couple of next season, is to move it from a more of a conversational piece to a conversation, but with actionable content you can walk away from with the podcast. What were you, Dan? What was the other thing you were wanting to flag about what we're going to do next?
Yeah, do you know what? You probably touched on, you know, a lot of them to some, you know, there was probably three areas that I felt we wanted to either tighten up or just evolve. I don't think it's throwing the baby out with the bathwater. We're going to keep the same title, Purpose Over Profit, and we toyed with that. When we started, it was about, you know, our understanding that we were coming from a place of saying, do you know what, purpose is very important. I'm a coach. I completely get that. Knowing who you are, what you want, why you're doing something should be the starting point for pretty much any major decision that you do. But particularly when you're going out making money, something that you're going to spend half your life doing. All right, at least half your life doing. Okay, so purpose over profit still feels like it's right, but there's probably a few things there, Chris, that you've went through. So we want to expand to bigger topics and, you know, and not to be necessarily just about business. Yeah. We want to be talking about, it could be something to do, you know, someone in education or someone in charity. And it's not about, like you said, the person and their journey, but it's about the mission that they might be on and really drilling in and digging deep on that mission. That could be something around food empowerment, which will be is a topic we'll come in on to. So sustainable food, how do we start tackling some of these existential threats that, you know, of global warming and climate crisis, all of that type of stuff. And really digging into those things that people will either find interesting, we find interesting, and educating to a certain degree, which hasn't always been a kind of key focus on us. It's a bit of kind of that demystifying, understanding different businesses and seeing what we come up against. But I think we really want to have an intentional focus there about education. And I think you said as well, we want to create actionable content. So what are the really being focused, rather than having maybe 35, 40 minutes on getting to know someone, they just get right into what is the actionable content that we think that our listeners are like, you're going to want from this podcast. So I think that's one of the key things. Definitely be a lot more efficient from that perspective. Just recognizing that mission has evolved, really. So we're still interested in business owners. We'll still be speaking to business owners that are doing purposeful work, that we can tell that their mission is, you know, way beyond just making a livelihood for themselves. But we're going to focus way more in on that mission and hopefully bring a lot more actionable content along the way.
Yeah, definitely. It's well said, Darren, because I think what we've done is we've reflected on season one, which we can class as demystifying, which is fantastic. We've looked at the guests we've had on. We've actually realised that this educational content has been there. It's just been buried within a conversation. It's so hard sometimes to unpick. So actually, by bringing that right to the forefront, it makes it easier for somebody to understand what the topic's going to be about. They can take those action points away and implement it into their business. And actually then can hear a bit about the person's story, if you like, understanding what's made them that person as well. But that's not about them, so it's not so centred about that. So even if I look at, we've had Farah from The Network and How to Create Raving Fans, there was key tools in there which could have been brought right to the start, right to the forefront. Even we talk about Angie McKillop, who was episode 3, I think it was, where she talks about having a multi-million pound business that basically crashed, and the learning points she implemented as well. Even Kyle with Confidence Speaking, there's so many learning points there from a conversation being great, but you'd have to be listening intently and jotting them down. So you just want to bring that right to the start. So from us as thought leaders as well in this piece as well, which we see it, is there's so many topics out there we want to get to. We want to talk about what's the job market going to be like in 50 years' time? So bringing on not even just one guest, probably two guests as well, and having a bit of a discussion, even talking about COVID to the extreme of what is COVID going to be like going forward. It can be around global warming. It can be around the oceans again. It can be absolutely anything. Like Darren mentioned, with James Jopling on from the British Heart Foundation, even though we talked around his story, there were still key learning points in there where he talked around moving from a corporate sector job into the public sector and what those learning points are for you. So I think there's so much rich content in there that by bringing it to the forefront, again, it just helps us evolve the conversation, and it makes sure that conversation is a bit more tightly matched to what you'd be expecting going forward.
Yeah, 100%. I'm like really looking forward to it. I think this is part of the reason why, I guess, we're closing the season. We're ending it at this point because we've got a few episodes that we've got in the bank that we would want to repurpose for that second season. But we also want to take a little bit of time out and make sure we've got the time for the strategy and get the direction 100% right for the podcast as well. So we're pretty clear on where that is going forward. And yeah, we should be looking to launch that within the next couple of months. Looking really forward to kind of the new emphasis we're going to be placing on the podcast.
Well, I love this as well, because we've talked about the learning points from last season, and the learning points from this season is we're going to take some time out to focus on it, but at the same time we've got guests coming on next week and next week as well. So we're recording this content because we've got the direction, but these guests we're bringing on are quite different. We recorded one, Dory Tunstall, the other day about design anthropology as well, which is a very unusual but interesting topic. And we've got the food empowerment person coming on, we've got a few other people booked on, so it's just other guests to help broaden our mindset as well and broaden our listeners' mindset, which would be fantastic. But again, within there'll be key action points you can take away.
Yeah, and I think one thing we've kind of challenged ourselves on as well, I think for the second series going forward, we didn't really have a baseline. We were kind of learning as we were going, particularly in terms of even titles and all the show notes and things that go along with this. We're keen to get more of you listening to this or watching us over on YouTube as well. So I think even how do we drive the podcast from a marketing point of view? How do we make sure that you understand the value that's in the podcast as well going forward? I think we could do a much better job of that. So yeah, I think we're looking forward to the challenge, but also the conversation.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Yep. So that honestly, guys, thank you so much for listening to season one. I think it's been a great learning curve for us, and we really do enjoy the support that's been out there. And as we said before, if you've got anyone that you think would be a good fit for the podcast, a good topical discussion that could make it an actionable piece for people's business, because there's actually somebody coming on just in the next couple of weeks as well, which is going to be fantastic, about mental health for children. It's actually meditation courses for children and parents as well. Again, that's actionable content that people can take away on the day. So again, we're talking about these bigger issues, but at the same time, we're still working with our closer network to understand how we can grow other people's reputation that are growing and making a living their purposeful life that is going to help clients and business owners, families, parents, whoever else.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thanks, Chris, for I guess closing off season one in the way that we have, and I'm looking forward to season two.
Excellent. No worries. We'll see you soon, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
As always, thank you so much for listening to the Pop Pod this week. If you'd like to leave a review or share the podcast with others, then that'd be awesome. You'll find us on Instagram at The Pop Pod, and on Facebook we have a community group called Purpose to Progress that anyone can join. And we'll be back every Monday with a new episode, but until then, stay on purpose and we'll see you next week.